Dennis, I know that some in our audience don't know the finer points of hockey. Could you tell them, for example, what is icing?
Well, icing happen when the puck come down, bang, you know, before the other guys, mm-hmm. nobody there, you know. Mm-hmm. My arm go comes out, then the game stop, then start up.
Mm-hmm. I see. What is high sticking?
High sticking happen when the guy take the stick, you know, and he go like that. You know, you don't do that.
You don't do that?
Oh, no, never, never.
Why not?
Against the rules. You know, you're stupid when you do that. Just some English pig with no brain
Dennis,
at all, you know.
What is slashing?
Slashing is like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And there's a penalty for that?
Yeah. And for a trip also, you know.
Oh.
Like that. And mm-hmm. for hook, like this. And for spear, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
All bad.
Bad.
You do that, you go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself, and you feel shame. You know,
mm-hmm.
and then you get free.
You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref, you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance Descott.
In this episode of The Drop, we're going to be looking into several things. The signing of Alexander Steen to another 4 years. Key players that have to perform this year for the Blues to be successful, no matter what. And the training camp coming up. So folks, today, Friday the 23rd, was the first day of training camp. The Blues started that today, of course, without Vladimir Sobotka. You remember weeks ago I had stated that, you know, it looked like Sobotka was coming back, but don't be shocked if he's not. The Blues are trying to play it one way that he is coming back, but for some reason he is saying it's hard for him to get out of his KHL contract. I think he wants more money, and I hope the Blues don't give it to him. He's a fourth line player, and sick and tired of these people saying that that's, you know, the reason the Blues lost last year is because they didn't have Sobotka. Give me a break. You know, he's Vladimir Sobotka. He's a spark, and that's about it. He's a fourth-line player, and that's it. Other people are saying margin or third. I don't even think he's a third-line player right now at this stage in his career. So that's still going on. Steen signs a four-year, $5.7 million extension that will have him with the Blues till the season of 2021, I believe. And you know, I'm happy about having Steen back, but I don't understand the money. You give this guy almost $6 million a year. He's 32 years old. I know people have said, well, he's a different type of player than Backes. That's why the Blues didn't offer Backes that many years, that they only offered him 3 years. Backes is a much more physical player, blah, 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 blah. But Steen is supposed to be one of the best two-way players. Doesn't really score a lot of goals, has a tendency to miss games, and yeah, he is a very good two-way player, but a two-way player, in my mind, wears himself out even quicker than a physical player, because he's back and forth. He's in the offensive zone, he's in the defensive zone trying to defend, he's in the corners trying to get the puck back in their own end, he's taking it out, you know. I think this is a bad contract past 3 years. I like Alexander Steen for $5.5 million, 5.7, like giving him the 5.7 for 3 years. I don't like it for 4 years. I think when he's 35, 36 years old, this contract is going to be a terrible contract. First couple of years, I think it's a good contract, and I'm very happy to have him back. Don't get me wrong. Don't start saying Lance, you're a Steen basher. I am not an Alexander Steen basher. I like what he brings to the table. I just don't know if I'm going to like what he brings to the table at age 35 and 36. By then, he's probably going to be a fourth line player, you know, in all honesty. Third line at best. So I'm glad to have him back. I just wish the terms weren't what they were. The other announcement with training camp is tomorrow the Blues will have an open house at Scott Trade Center. Yeah, and it's going to be emceed by Chris Kerber to kind of go over the festivities. They're going to be doing a lot. The doors open at 9:30 a.m. at Scott Trade. Parking is $5 to park in the Blues parking garage, which is very, very good price. And, you know, go there, enjoy it. Like I said, the gates open at 9:30. Their practice will start between 10 and 2. You kind of get to see what the new Blues look like. Get to look at some of the new players, such as David Perron. He's actually, I guess, not a new player. He's just back for a second time with the Blues. So you get to see him skate. You'll get to see Jake Allen as the number one goalie. You'll get to see Carter Hutton, the back end goalie for the Blues, who I think will probably only end up playing as long as Allen doesn't get hurt, about 12 to 15 games this year. If Allen gets hurt, you could see a lot of increased ice time. And I think if that does happen, the Blues are in big trouble. The Blues are in really big trouble if Jake Allen gets hurt. And he does have an injury history, folks. Just look back at his time with the Blues. He's got an injury history. So the Blues really put their eggs in his basket, which I don't blame the two. He's a young goalie. You know, they wanted to move on from Elliott, and they just, you know, they had to go this way. They weren't going to be able to afford Elliott after this season, and they wanted to give Jake the chance to try and start. Myself, personally, I would have waited and got rid of Elliott right before the trading deadline so you could get something really, really good for him. Not that a 35th pick is bad. It's just, I don't think it's great. I think you could have got a lot more for him. Now let's get into key players this year. You know, Brouwer came to the Blues. Took him a little bit to catch on, but he was a very good player last year for the Blues. Backus and Elliott are the reasons the Blues made it to the third round. I don't give any credit to anybody else besides them two. Yeah, they had some players play well in Fabry and Schwartz, I believe, had 14 points in the playoffs. And, you know, they had some other complimentary players. But if you take Backus and Elliott, especially Elliott out of that first round, and you put Jake Allen in, I will guarantee you that does not go to a Game 7 and the Blues don't move forward. So, you know, they're going to have to replace these guys, and I don't think it's going to be too pretty. You've got a lot of people around St. Louis still predicting the Blues to be a Stanley Cup contender. I don't see it. I don't see how you can say they're a Stanley Cup contender when you lose your number one goalie, when you lose your captain, and when you lose a player like Troy Brouwer. I just don't see how this team is going to be considered a Stanley Cup favorite. You know, I'm going to have my prediction episode before the season starts, and I'll predict where the Blues are going to end up. And folks, it's not the Stanley Cup unless something drastic happens and we get more out of certain players. That's just not going to happen. Could they be a good team that takes some, you know, other teams, you know, by, you know, just shock them at how good they can be at times? Yeah, I think this is going to be one of those teams that at times everything's clicking. They're up and down the ice. They're scoring goals. Jake Allen's stopping goals. But I don't think that's going to be night in and night out. I just don't. I think these bigger physical teams such as Dallas are really going to dominate the Blues this year. Might be wrong, but I don't think I am. You know, San Jose's older. They're still a big team, but I think San Jose is going to take a step back because of their age. And I don't want to get too much more into that, but let's go into the key players of who has to perform this year. We've already went over Steen. I think we all agree that, you know, we need 20 goals out of Steen. We really, really do. We need 20 goals out of Steen, about 25 assists. I'd be very happy with that. Very, very happy with that. The Blues have said that David Perron is going to replace David Backus's production. I don't see it. And here's why I don't see it. Last year, he played 43 games with Pittsburgh, had four goals and 12 assists. He had 28 games with Anaheim, had 8 goals and 12 assists. So, you know, he played 71 games last year, 12 goals and 24 assists. For the price they got him for, that's okay, but I think the Blues really need 20 to 22 goals out of him if they're going to have any chance of getting where they need to be this year. I think that just has to happen. 22 goals and about 20 assists. I'd be very happy with that from Perron. Anybody that expects more, I think, is going to be a little off. I think he's a 20-goal, 25-goal scorer in a perfect situation. So I might even be pushing it at 22 goals, but I think that's what the Blues need out of him. He's a key player. Even though he's a player that's come back, he's a key acquisition that's going to have to replace some of that from David Backes. He will not be able to replace the physical play that Backes had or Brouwer. I don't see who's going to replace that physical play. And I know the Blues are saying they're playing a different style, this exciting Minnesota Wild style, which is beyond me. You know, maybe it will work. I'm still up in arms over that. Because when is the last time Minnesota went to the third round of the playoffs? And how often have they made it to the second round? And what did they do under Mike Yeo? I mean, what did they really do under him? And I hope it works for the Blues. I'm excited about the season, yes, to see what some of these players can do. Jaden Schwartz is one guy I'm really excited about. Another guy that I think is the key to the Blues' success. Not a big guy. He's 5'10", about 190 pounds. He can mix it up a little bit, but he's not a huge physical player. Last year, he played 33 games. Year before, 75. He had 8 goals and 14 assists for 22 points in a limited play, 33 games. The Blues really need his 2014-2015 production in 75 games when he scored 28 goals and 35 assists. If the Blues can get that out of him for what they're paying him on this new contract, that would be awesome. That's exactly what they need to still compete in the Western Division. If they can get that out of Schwartz and, like I said, 22 goals out of Perron, 15-20 assists, and Schwartz can get his 25 to 30 goals and 35 to 40 assists. Another guy that, if he performs, the Blues could be much better than I think they're going to be. Fabry, we all seen him come up and just shock us. I mean, from camp last year, looked great. It was supposed to be Ty Ratty's year last year. And I'm sorry, folks, but Fabry made Ty Ratty look really, really, really bad. I mean, bad. I don't know if it's just the fact that Fabry played so well in the training camp and then continued to play well in the regular season, or if it's just the fact that Ty Ratty's not that good of a player. I'm just not sure. Fabry's also a smaller type player, 5'10", 180, stocky guy, but he can hit a little bit. But, over an 82-game season, he's 84 game. He's not going to be a physical guy like Backes. I'm still trying to find these guys that are going to replace Bowers and Backes's, physicality in front of the net, especially. Last year, he had 72 games played, 18 goals, 19 assists. I think we need him up 75 to 80 games, and we need about 25 goals and about 25 to 28 assists. They have to have that out of him. I mean, in the playoffs last year, he was good. 4 goals and 11 assists for 15 points. Very, very good. I mean, he's been very awesome for the Blues. I don't think that he's going to score 35, 40 goals like a Vladimir Tarasenko, but we need him to get up there 25 goals. We really, really, really do. The key to the Blues is going to be goaltending. It's going to be. Last year, Jake Allen's save percentage was .920. For him to be a starting goalie, I'd like to see it more up to .928 to .930. I think that's what you need your starting goalie in this league to be productive. I know a lot of people don't think there's a huge difference between a .920 save percentage and a .930. Trust me, folks, there is a huge percentage. He played 47 games last year, was 26-15, allowed 101 goals in 47 games. Had a 2.35 goals against him. Like I said, his save percentage was .920. I'd like to see him, be around the 2.25 goals against with a 9.30 save percentage. I think he really needs that. And I know some of you people are saying, well, he's a former Calder Trophy winner. Well, yeah, he is, but this year it's him. This team, it is on him, and he has to perform. So those are the players that I think have to come up. We need 22 goals from Perron, 20 to 25 assists. We need Fabbri to have about 25 goals, 25 to 30 assists. We need Schwartz to be between 25 and 30 goals and have his normal 35 to 40 assists. We have to have that, folks. If we don't get all of that, and I mean it's got to be a perfect storm, we are not going to do well next year. And I know we've got some other positives, such as Parayko. I expect a lot out of Parayko. I expect 15 to 18 goals out of Parayko if he matures. I know that's asking a lot from a young defenseman, but he's got the ability. And if he plays well and the Blues really do adapt to this new supposed faster style, then I think Parayko is going to flourish. I think a player that's going to fall apart in a faster style is going to be the old man, overpaid, lost 52 steps over the last 3 years, Jay Bouwmeester. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be able to keep up with a fast style. I think this style is going to hurt him. I know they're still saying he's their number two defenseman. If Jay Bouwmeester is your number two defenseman, you've got issues unless he finds legs. Maybe he bought a new pair of legs over the summer. I don't know. You know, maybe he went through a thrift store and found a good deal on some 25-year-old legs, you know, for his 34, 33-year-old body. I just don't see it. I don't see him responding. If he still had his speed, I think he is a number two or three defenseman on your team. But I just do not see his speed. I think before his contract is up, you're going to see Parayko take over that number two spot. I think you have to. Maybe the Blues can get out of that contract when the Las Vegas expansion happens. That would also be nice to see. I don't know if they want to take off that high contract. He's a veteran that they could use immediately, and it would help out any expansion team. You know, it's just the fact of, are they going to want to do that? And I think that's the best hope for the Blues to get out of that exorbitant, crazy mistake of a contract that Doug Armstrong made. So, folks, we've went over everything. Steen's contract, my thoughts on it. Key players that must perform in this season for the Blues to have success and have any chance of getting to the second or third round of the playoffs. We talked about the training camp starting today. Talked about the open house tomorrow at Scott Trade Center. Don't forget, parking's only $5 at the Kiel Center Garage. Show up. Have a good time. They're giving away a suite to a preseason game to someone to sign up for it. I believe that's in front of section 103, which is just a little bit to the left of the main gate. Go through the main gate, and I believe just turn a little bit left. Should be right there. And then they're also giving away all-inclusive tickets and other tickets to the preseason. Why they're not giving tickets away to the regular season, I'm not sure. But hey, they're free tickets. If you've not been to a Blues game, if you've not been to a Blues game in a while, go sign up. Don't forget to do that. If they're going to give them away, sign them up. I don't care if it's for a pick-em-up game with the Blues. You know, a free ticket's a free ticket. I want everybody to enjoy the training camp. Get down there when they have an open practice, such as tomorrow. Have fun at the Scott Trade. They've made some improvements. I don't know if they're going to be available yet. They now are going to have all through the building Wi-Fi, and it's supposed to be a very robust Wi-Fi to handle the full crowd. So that will be something nice. I know a lot of people, such as myself, sitting in my club seats, they, man, a lot of times you couldn't get online. I couldn't send an email. I couldn't send a text. And hopefully that'll improve a little bit. Not that I was not watching the game and just sending texting on my phone all the time, but it's nice every now and again if you've got somebody else at the game to comment back and forth or somebody at home watching. You know, it's kind of nice to have that Wi-Fi. And I think we all greatly appreciate the Blues and their updates, including the Wi-Fi that they're going to be doing to Scott Trade Center. We can give them a kudos on that one. I want to thank everybody for joining me here on The Drop. I've been your host, Lance Descott. Enjoy training camp. Enjoy the preseason. Get ready for a good season that we can hope that some of these guys, such as Perron, such as Schwartz, and such as Fabbri, can step it up a little bit and give the Blues this extra speed and this extra goals that they're going to need to replace Bauer and Brakus. The physicality, I don't think it's going to be there. I know people have said, well, Parayko's big, Bouwmeester's big, Bouwmeester's tall and lackey. Petrangelo's not a super physical player. But hey, we'll see what happens. Have a great day, a great rest of the night, a great weekend, and let's go Blues.
This has been the Drop Podcast. You can email The Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @officialthedrop or watch our videos on YouTube at tinyurl.com/thedroppodcast. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.